The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Monday post-Easter edition. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Hope you had an absolutely wonderful Easter weekend celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Joy and I certainly did. We had a wonderful weekend. We had the privilege of being at our home church, Genoa Church in Westerville. My goodness, what powerful services! And I've heard so many reports from other churches here in Central Ohio, and I'm on a email pastors list with, I don't know, 300-400 pastors all over the country, and just reading the wonderful reports of what God did yesterday. Dozens and dozens, hundreds, possibly thousands of people gave their hearts to Christ yesterday in Easter services here in Central Ohio and all over the country. Joy and I had the privilege of having our daughter and her husband with us Sunday morning, which is always a treat. And I hope you had a wonderful Easter weekend as well. A little later in the program, if you haven't heard about this, right now, if you look in the dictionary under the word heresy, you'll probably see a picture of the Reverend Raphael Warnock pop up. One of America's newest senators from Georgia and pastor of the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, where Martin Luther King Jr. ministered. What a disgrace. Heresy. If you haven't heard about the controversial tweet that the Reverend Raphael Warnock sent out on Easter, I'll share it with you a little later. He has since deleted the tweet. But folks, social media lives forever. Just please don't forget that. Once you hit the enter button, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or whatever, you can delete that baby. Somebody's going to see it, take a screenshot. Social media lives forever. So just be careful and cautious what you post. Anyway, we'll talk about that just a little bit later. Got some court rulings to share with you. This could be a precursor to what could happen here in the state of Ohio. Tony Evers is the Democratic governor of the state of Wisconsin, and Wisconsin has had a face mask mandate in effect forever. Well, the legislature in Wisconsin went to court. Said, whoa, wait a minute. The governor doesn't have the authority to issue unending executive orders and medical emergencies, health emergencies. You can for a short time, but after that, you need legislative approval. Governor Evers has said, oh, no, I don't. We have a health emergency, in a 4-3 vote, the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the Democratic governor's mask mandate. Said, nope, you violate the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin. Let me read a little bit of the story to you. By a 4-3 vote, the Wisconsin High Court ruled this week, this was Friday, that Governor Tony Evers' statewide mask mandate violated state law. It found that after the expiration of the initial 60-day mandate he issued in August, Evers needed legislative approval to unilaterally issue multiple emergency orders to extend the mandate. Now, how could that impact Ohio? Ohio now has a law on the books. We did not until just recently. It's SB 22. You and I have talked a lot about SB 22. And we did not have a law on the books here in Ohio, similar to the one in Wisconsin, where the governor has only a certain amount of time to issue emergency orders. Well, now we have that law on the books. When that law takes effect, and I don't believe it takes effect for 90 days, so that's, 2.5 months here in Ohio before that law takes effect. Will Governor DeWine continue to extend his executive orders, which would now require legislative action? We will see. That is yet to be seen. By the way, no new numbers for COVID in the state of Ohio. Yesterday was Easter. Today it was not posted. What is on the Ohio Department of Health website is from Saturday, I think. So tomorrow, updated numbers of cases and so forth will be posted, but it will be for 2 days, not just 1 day. Here's something that I would hope you LTDs have noticed. On the news every night when they give the COVID numbers, have you noticed? They have not mentioned the number of deaths. Haven't seen it for a long time on any of the newscasts. They'll have the number of new cases, number of hospitalizations, and of course, they will give you the running total. It's now over 1 million cases. But they're not mentioning the deaths. Why? Because there haven't been any. If you look back over the last 2 weeks, I believe over the last 2 weeks, we have only had deaths reported either 2 or 3 days out of the last 2 weeks. All of the other days, the number of deaths from COVID in Ohio, zero. Zero, 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 0, and then there will be a little spike, maybe 30, and then 0, 0, and then I think there was a spike of 37 or something, and then 0, 0. Now, you would think that our local news media would be saying, we've got great news to report on coronavirus. The number of deaths has declined to almost 0. Isn't that great news? We don't want to report good news. I pointed it out again to Joy last night as we were watching the news. I said, watch, hon, watch. Nothing about the number of deaths because it's 0. We're making progress. Why have we seen the spikes over the last couple of weeks? I don't know. But the number of deaths has dropped absolutely dramatically. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
The warped reasoning of the left. Let me explain what I mean by that. Let me read the first paragraph of this story out of Colorado. Colorado lawmakers are considering a proposal that would ban Native American, pardon me, that would ban Native American mascots in public schools and colleges amid a nationwide push for racial justice. Intentional pause. A ban on Native American mascots because of racial justice. Okay. The measure, which cleared the state Senate Education Committee on Thursday. Let me just stop right there. Folks, listen. The liberal left wants to dictate every part of your life. They want to be in control of everything about you, your family, your church, the school that your kids go to. They want to dictate every part of your life. Now, seriously, why would the state legislature involve itself in what an elementary school in Podunk, Colorado calls their mascot? Isn't that up to the community? The local school board, the local... Why would the state legislature want to intervene in the names of mascots? And the answer is the liberal left wants to have their finger, their thumb on everything you do. That's what the left does. They control. They want power. It would include a $25,000 monthly fine on public schools, colleges, and universities that use any American Indian theme mascots after June 1st, 2022. But it gets more bizarre. The committee passed amendments exempting schools that have or will seek agreements with local tribes to use such mascots. So it'll be okay if you use a Native American mascot if the local Native Americans say, yeah, it's okay. Well, if the local Native Americans don't care, the changes would also exempt schools on tribal lands. Isn't that generous of the leftists in the Colorado legislature? They will allow Native American Indians to use the name of Native American Indians as the mascots for their schools. Colorado is one of seven states considering legislation that would prohibit the use of Native American mascots. Ah, my goodness. All right. Now, what is the reasoning behind this? Well, they don't want to offend, of course. But if you read the entire article, it's from the New York Post. The major reason is they do not want Native American history to be forgotten. What? Okay, like I said, the reasoning of the left is just nutso. So because they don't want the history of Native Americans to be erased, to be forgotten, they're going to do away with any mention of Native Americans. How does erasing the names of Native American mascots, like the Chiefs, the Warriors, how calling a high school football team the Warriors, how does that demean Native Americans? It would seem to me, and what do I know? It would seem to me that that honors Native American bravery, courage. We want our football team to go out there on the field, and we want them to play like warriors, like those Native Americans did. How is that demeaning? And I've said this before. You do not pick a mascot to demean. You pick a mascot to honor. If you're sitting around trying to think of a mascot for your school, whether it's elementary, junior high, high school, or college, you try to think of an image of bravery, of courage, of integrity. And so you pick a mascot that the kids on your team can emulate. How is that demeaning? Well, it isn't, unless you are a leftist. Hey, when we come back, like I said, you look in the dictionary today under heretic, you'll probably see the picture of one of America's newest senators. Yeah. I'll explain when we return.